Hello, this is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki Balancing Form and Essence. For this month, and perhaps a little longer, depending on how many research scientists I can find to interview, we're going to be on the theme of research and Reiki. As you know, and as I've expressed earlier in the other shows with Anne Baldwin, I started out not being very excited about Reiki and about the experiments that were going on, mostly I think because I was very defensive about feeling the need to prove that Reiki existed. However, in the last years, I feel like that has shifted and perhaps my defensiveness have shifted. But there have been around the world some very good and I would say scientific procedures applied to studying Reiki, where it comes from, what is the effect that it has, and so on. In the early days, my grandmother used to say, Hawaii Otakata used to say, Reiki very scientific. You put your hands on, Reiki flows through, and there is a result. And for her, that was the scientific fact, that, you know, she could see and feel and understand the result of giving Reiki treatments with her own eyes. And a lot of people have asked me about this quote, thinking that perhaps she did scientific experiments, but she did not. She did initiate George Araki, who was a biologist at the University of San Francisco, and they were hoping to do some experiments, but they never got that off the ground. So now we have some scientists all on their own who have taken the plunge into experiments. One of the women that I've met and who has been very sweet in including me in the results of her project has been Angela Zellner. She's from Germany, from South Germany, and she's working with a man from, let's see, somewhere in the East Europe, and she'll tell you this later. And as early as 1909, in the beginning, or maybe even in 2008,2008, she was talking to me about these research things that she was doing, and now we have her in 2010 to tell you a little bit of the history, but also her latest findings. So, Angela, welcome very much to the show.
Hello, Phyllis. I'm very grateful that you invited me to your radio show.
Yes. Well, it's really fun that you're here and that you've kept in touch and we can do this. So, before we begin about the experiments, can you tell us how you came to Reiki?
Oh yes, that I like very much, because I started already in 1996 with Reiki, and until this time I had heard nothing from Reiki. And my mother said, oh, it's a good thing and you should do this. And I did the first degree together with my sister and my niece. And you must know that I'm a technician. I was working in semiconductor industry and development and research. So with this esoteric stuff, I had nothing to do until this time. So I remember my first hour in this Reiki class, and my first talk was, oh, that's esoteric stuff, crazy people, I would like to go now. Fortunately, I stayed. And after the first initiation, I was convinced of Reiki.
Wow.
So, and I was also very interested, as my technician brain says, how does it work? who does it work, and so on. And maybe this was also a reason that I was interested to do a research on this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in 2000, I was initiated as a master by Laura Massar, and now I enjoy my Reiki path very, very well, and I like to be a master and to teach people to come to Reiki,
mm-hmm.
especially people who are technicians, who are engineers, who are managers, and so on.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Yes, so that was, in short, my way.
Ah, I see. Yes, and so how did you get involved in this research project that you're in?
Oh, this was during a meeting with our board of Reiki Alliance Deutschland, where we discussed how we can go to publish something about Reiki, how we can to bring it more in the publicity to show that it's really a good possibility to support people by their way and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And Sarah was sitting together, and Isabella, who is for our public relations responsible, she told us something about some information where she has seen where research is done by different healing methods.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it would be good that she tells this experience by herself, if possible.
Yes, is she there?
Yes, okay, she's here with me.
Okay, Isabella.
Hello, Philip.
Hi, Isabella.
We have met last year in Krakow.
Yes, I remember. Yeah. I remember.
Yeah, I remember.
Uh-huh.
That's
fine. Hi. And Isabella, can you tell us a little bit about how you got started on this project?
On this project, yes. I joined the Reiki Alliance Germany in 2006. And I was getting involved in the public relation team. And it happened that in February 2007, we did a brainstorming about this topic, in what way what we can do to get recognition of Reiki in the public, and especially in the health system,
mm-hmm.
in Germany and also beyond Germany, in the European countries. So, because in Germany we also face the same problems with Reiki as we have it in other parts of the world. If you will know it as well, Reiki has got a very bad fame sometimes, and people are very often confused about all the different offers about Reiki and the prizes, the different passes, and in everything. And I have met also in my seminars a lot of people who were telling me about their bad, so to say, bad experiences with Reiki, that it has not worked. And then I found out that they have went to a master where they got within one day initiation, first degree, or even they got over the internet Reiki initiation. So, and they didn't felt anything. So all this were the reason why we thought what we can do to show the original path. So, and then during the brainstorming with the team of the public relation, I made the suggestion, how about to find out a possibility on scientific base to show how Reiki is working and that it is working. And I knew from the Reiki book of Dr. Paula Horan, that she had been very much into this kind of research many years ago. And so I thought, probably there's now some other possibility to find something where we really have a scientific base to show how Reiki is working. So then our team said yes, and then I started also to make some research in the internet about what kind of scientific possibilities are there in this special field, because measuring this very fine energies, the science was many years back was not able to measure that. But everything what I have found out was nothing real scientific. And then I gave Reiki into this issue, and it happened that next day in my post box, an esoteric magazine was there. And this magazine was from Austria, and I never received this magazine before, and also not after that. So I read during the lunch in this magazine, and one story was really catching my eye. And this was a story about a very strong healer in Germany, and he is famous as a pioneer in the field of scientific testing of his healing energies. So I thought, this is very interesting. I went on his website and I could see all the different kind of scientific institutes where he was attending to get tested his energies. And then another thing was also that he has offered the first time a training of his special healing art for people who want to get trained in this healing art. And this was also one other point which I was looking out for many years, to meet a healer and also get the training to see what is the difference between other healing arts and Reiki.
So you did them both.
Yes, exactly. And in one very special point and important point in this training with this healer was that all these participants were undergoing scientific tests of their energy. And this was the most interesting thing, because in this way I got 2 points. I got the training for another healing art, and the other thing, I came in contact with different scientific or semi-scientific methodics.
So is this when you met this spectral water analysis?
Yes.
Method?
Yes, exactly. This was in this year. This was in 2007, where I was meeting one scientist. This is Dr. Ignat Ignatov from Bulgaria. He has a scientific research in center in Bulgaria, and his field is the medical biophysics, and he's head of this institute. And this very special field is making it able, or making it possible, to make this very new measurements, which you have seen last year, and where you also came to know with Angela. So I can give you back now to Angela, because she can continue the story. So we make a little bit ping pong.
Okay, great. Thanks, Isabella.
Yeah. So I can say I was, in a way, the initiator of that, and then it was continuing the whole situation.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you very much. That's really great.
Yeah, welcome.
Yeah.
Now I'm back.
Okay. Thank you, Angela. You know, it's really amazing how the circumstances were that you know, things just happened to connect you with the...
Yeah.
What you needed.
Yes, of course. It was fascinating, and it's the whole time until now we have such experiences with this. I can tell you some more. But let's continue where Isabella stopped.
after she made these experiences as a pioneer of these tests, she told us this in our annual meeting, our community of Reiki Alliance Germany. And a lot of our members were fascinating of this and said, oh yes, that would be a good idea to found a test group who shows this with Reiki. Not only one person, at minimum 10 persons. To have a quality in this research and to show that it is not just one person where this works, so that it works continuously by some persons. And also we made one big decision to keep this research open for all lineages on all Reiki directions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. Why did you do that?
We did this while we had often the questions from students or from the public, what is the difference between the lineages? Is there a difference? Why the traditional lineage says you have to wait a little bit because from the first degree to the second degree,
right,
better to have time and such things. And we that was one intention, that maybe this scientific research shows that there is a reason. Yes, I know it from my own experience that this is very, very necessary to have this time for development. But in our, let's say, world of just brain oriented, yes, people sometimes need to be shown this by scientific data and so on. You must show it them by a picture, best picture, why they should do this in this way. And our intention was to be open, to attract also with this scientific research people from other lineages. It was also open for all degrees, not only masters. And to have the first data to see, is there a difference? How big is the difference? Is there any pattern which shows this? And this was just an idea, yes, to be not too close to one lineage.
Right. Well, I think that's great. And we'll get to the results of, you know, or what you've found out so far in answering these questions. But I would like to go back now to what actually happened. So a student of Reiki comes and says, I want to be a part of your experiment. So then what happens?
Then what happened? Okay, we started the first group in 2008, and therefore we developed a questionnaire where the people were asked about their lineage, about their what time they did the first degree, second degree, and master, and also some personal data. And then they got information about the research, of course, and the schedule and so on. Yes, and it was fascinating first. There was only few people who requested for this experiment, and 2 weeks before we got a lot people too, so that we could make it with 12 people, with 12 people, the first test group. And yes, so if somebody says I am a Reiki practitioner and isn't, it would this person could also take place.
Not
a problem.
Right. So what happens? Like, what actually happens? Do they have to come to Bulgaria? Or
the first test we made in Gerstadt in Germany. And this was the following idea behind, because to go to Bulgaria with a group who don't need don't know each other, it's very difficult because Bulgaria is not like Germany. It's not so well organized and so on. So and to avoid this extra stress for the people, so we decided to do this in Germany. And the scientist, Dr. Ignatov, has to travel 2 days with the car and with his equipment to Germany.
Uh-huh.
Because he can't take a plane with his equipment.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So then you set up your own kind of laboratory there. And then what actually happens? Like, so the person comes to him, they filled out the questionnaire, and then they put their hands in something, or they are given a shower, or
no? In principle, there are two kinds of tests.
Uh-huh.
One is a test like photography, but in a completely dark room.
Uh-huh.
So this is the most stressful for people who do this the first time. Me too, because it's really completely dark. And say you have to put your thumb on a platform, on like a little
uh-huh.
plate, yes. And this makes a little noise, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you see a little bit light,
uh-huh.
yes, this session. And the scientist, Dr. Ingertoff, first give, of course, an introduction to the people, then you do a training by daylight so that the people know the equipment, they know the feeling, they know how they have to press. Then he says, please press, yes. And when the people enter this dark room, so it's not the first time, they know Dr. Ignatov, he takes the hand and places it on the right position to this machine. And then he says, please press, and then think on Reiki, he says. And in this moment, the picture is taken. And we have several kinds of film. One is in black and white. This you can see already the next day's results. And another is in color film. And this test is called selective high frequency discharge. So it's also known in the public as Killian method. But it's not the same thing you often see on fairies or on esoteric areas. It's high scientific research and measurement
uh-huh.
behind.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So this is necessary to know.
Right, right. And so this is one kind of test. And then
one kind of test.
Yeah, and then there's another one?
Yes, there's another one. We call it the water test, which has a scientific name, a differential non-equilibrium energy spectrum. And yes, very difficult, but this describes the measurement. We call it just water test. And there you get a little plastic bottle, maybe 8 centimeters high, 3 inches high, with water in it. And the scientists say, please don't touch it. Just at the top a little bit, and have a distance between 1 and 2 centimeters, and do your Reiki treatment with this bottle. So you treat it for 20 minutes with first degree, just.
Uh-huh.
Then you have a second bottle, so you treat with second degree.
Uh-huh.
Then you have a third bottle, you treat with master degree, which is meant initiation energy.
Uh-huh.
So, and these three bottles were afterwards measured by Dr. Ignatov. And, and this water works like a registration of energy.
Uh-huh.
So this water counts mass of energy you spend to this bottle.
Uh-huh.
By working in the first, second, or master level with this water. And this is, for the scientists, this is the most interesting test. So first one with taking pictures is nice because everybody can see it in the first time what is the difference between a person who is good on health but has no Reiki and what is a person who has healing abilities or practicing Reiki, for example. This difference you can see in one picture.
Uh-huh.
So, but the water test is more interesting for scientists because they can measure the kind of energy and also the intensity of energy. All these things can be better analyzed there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So all the difference between Reiki and other healing arts. Yes?
Uh-huh. So how is the water measured?
How is the water measured? This water is taken back by the scientists in a cooling box. Yes.
Yes.
In a fridge. And then he analyzes this water in special machines. He does spectral analysis with this water, and also he measures the water drops. Yes, the water drops have a special behavior, and this is measured by this machine, and so he can say how many energy was registered by this water. Yes, how many influence got this water. For example, the to say it not too scientific, but one behavior in the water is the hydrogen bonds, yes? And these hydrogen bonds are an expression for water which has got an energetic influence. So when this is measured by this machine, and such a measurement is takes a lot of time, about 4 hours for one bottle, by the scientists, so it's not just very easy to do this.
Uh-huh. So hydrogen bonds. So,
yeah.
Okay, so the only thing that I know is that water is H2O.
Yes.
Which means that there are two molecules of water to one molecule of oxygen, right?
No, it's one atom of oxygen.
One atom of oxygen, yes.
And two atoms of hydrogen.
Uh-huh. And so is he testing the bond between the two atoms of hydrogen?
No, it's atomic bond.
Uh-huh.
It's normal. But water has a special behavior that two neighbor molecules of 1O and 2H, yes, one oxygen and two hydrogen,
right,
and a neighbor molecule, also one oxygen and two hydrogen bonds. So the hydrogen of the neighboring molecule, atom, is binding with oxygen. And this is called hydrogen bonds. So there is a weaker binding between neighboring atoms.
Uh-huh. And this molecule. Yeah, and this occurs when you apply a certain energy.
Yes. And a lot of such molecules does a clustering. And these clusters also can be researched and are expression of the kind of energy and the intensity of energy.
Wow. Interesting.
It's quantum physics.
So, maybe now we could go to the result, you know, to...
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So... Can you tell me, well, first of all, you talked to me about this result of the first group, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and this was last year in 2009, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So what the first group already showed was in the scientific world a little sensation. It was possible to show that there is a difference between first was clearly shown by the water test, by the data. You have there good difference between these three levels. This was a little surprising, not for us, but for the scientists, because this is not at other healing arts. Yes. So, and it was in the whole group that was also interesting, that this was no, there was no difference in this behavior in the whole group. The group, first group had only, were all masters, and there were only one person with second degree.
Mm-hmm.
And this all people shows the same result, yes, that there's a difference in first, second degree, and in master degree.
Okay, so so you were talking about hydrogen bonding?
Yes.
With this spectral water analysis? So mm-hmm. What happens in first degree that's different in second degree that's different in the master level?
Yeah. For example, I can say you an average, so you have a little data.
Okay.
Yeah? So there's scientific relevance starts by 1.1. This is the data. Yes?
Uh-huh.
What is more than 1.1 is not a normal person. Yes? So
Wait. Can you say that again?
Okay. So there is a data which is electronic volts. Yes?
Yeah.
And this water test, if a normal person influences the water 20 minutes, then the data is 1.1, not more than 1.1 or below.
Okay.
Yes?
Okay.
And if a first degree does influence this water, then you have 3.4, for example.
Wow.
Which is more than three times.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And if you have a second degree, then it's, for example, 5.4. And the master level is 7.5.
Wow. That's so amazing.
That's amazing, and that's real significant.
Right. So why do you think that there is a difference? Do you have a theory about that?
No, it's a result. It's a measurement.
No, but do you have a theory about why it is different?
Why? Yes, that shows the scientists that there is more energy.
Uh-huh. So it's not different energy, it's just more.
It's more.
Uh-huh.
Not different, it's more.
Uh-huh.
It's more power or more voltage, if we use this picture.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So,
also one very important thing was what was shown, that was flowing direction of the energy. With this measurement, you can measure different directions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? And the Reiki energy is taken from the environment, flowing through the person, and then you can influence object like this water bottle. And this also was shown by this experiment.
How could it show the flow?
This is basic theory of the quantum physics. So it's a minus and a plus direction, let's say in this way. And Reiki is shown by this direction that it is in, they call it take mode, yes? So I have a little, brain bridge, yeah? That I take the energy from the environment and put it to this water bottle,
yeah.
And I'm the channel, yes? And in our second test sequence, this was shown very clear. Also, Isabella did it in advance. Because when you treat clients, then pictures were taken before you treat clients and after. and also the client before treatment and after treatment. And that was also very significant, that when Reiki people treat, so the picture before and after, this energy pictures with the sum, this is energy emission, is same or it's improved after the Reiki treatment. And same with client, of course. Before, maybe his energy emission is very low, and after the treatment is significantly high. So this shows also that this energy, which is put in this water bottle, is not from the person. Because the scientist knows from other healing arts that they take the energy from themselves, and after they do a treatment, the energy is low. This can be shown by this Kirlian photography.
Interesting.
Yes.
But what happens, like with Isabella, she's initiated in Reiki, and she did this other healing modality. So was she tested in the other healing modality?
It was very interesting for me. Because also I did the test with both the healing methods.
Is this Isabella?
Yes, it's Isabella.
Isabella. Okay, just checking.
So I was doing the first scientific test with Dr. Ignatov with this healing art from the healer where I was under training.
Right.
And then half a year later, I was doing the test just with Reiki.
Uh-huh.
There was a difference. There was even a strong difference there.
Uh-huh.
And this was shown, first of all, in the Kirlian photography.
Yes.
Where you have the energy emission of your thumb.
Uh-huh.
And there you can see it very strongly also in the color photographs. For instance, in Reiki, and this also has shown the first group 2008, and also now the second group which we had in March, that people with Reiki have a special color in their Kirlian.
Uh-huh.
And this special color is cyan or blue-green. And this special color is also called into as far as I know in the science as the color of living energy.
Huh. Well, what? Excuse me. I just have a something that I'd like to ask you, and then that has nothing to do with this interview. There's some noises in the background. I don't know, people moving around and.
Nope.
Yeah.
What? Me to put in a little bit water.
Ah, well.
Now it has.
It's very loud on the telephone, so it would be good if
I'm
almost
thirsty.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's good, but.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, and tell me about this blue green color now.
Yes, the scientist has found out, and compared to other healers or healing arts, let me say it like this. You hardly find this kind of color, the cyan color. And just very, very, very rare healers or very strong healers have a little bit of this cyan color. And it was interesting in the Reiki group who was there for the research study, all of them had the cyan color.
Hmm. And do masters have more of it than second degree and second degree?
No, there's not the difference. I would say it is it could depend on how much you practice Reiki.
Uh-huh.
How regularly you practice Reiki. This can be shown with that.
So here's a question for you, which I have always wondered about. I used to use the word embody in English, which means to make a part of my body.
Yes.
So I would say, especially for the masters, people preparing to be masters, I would say, well, I want you to embody Reiki. And then somebody asked me, well, what does that mean? And then I said, well, I don't really know what I'm saying. And they said, well, does that really mean that my body changes, that my cells change? Yes. And I said, well, I don't know if that's true. And then, you know, I thought about it for a while. And what I realized is that I can't measure it, obviously, scientifically myself, but I could tell from being with the person how, well, I mean, from my own, I don't know, intuition or feeling or whatever, what their degree of embodiment was. And I really felt like somehow Reiki was filling the cells of their body. That's how I would describe it. And that there was a certain filling that happened from having no Reiki to having the first degree initiation, and then another step to second degree, and then a very big step to the master's level.
Yes.
And that's just a feeling that I have. So are you saying now that you could actually measure that?
I would say it can be very much possible. Until now, there are measured around 30 Reiki people, Reiki masters and Reiki second degree. But until now, we didn't have any Reiki first degree student for measurement. So, and we need more than 100 people to can say that, yes, it is like that or not.
Right. So the 100 people is sort of your test, your significant test group.
Yes.
Right. And so if people want to be a part of the experiment, then how can they do that? Do they come like to Gersfeld when you set up your laboratory there in October, or?
Yes. It is like this. They can contact me. I'm doing the whole organization for this project. And next year in March, end of March, there will be the next project. That means that the scientist, Dr. Ignatov, he will travel with his equipment and his special device to Germany, to Gersfeld. And there he will stay for a couple of days to do the test with the next group.
So, for those of you listeners who are interested in attending this, I don't know, does this take like a day or a couple of days, or?
It will take around 3-4 days, the basic test, and then we stay all the time then also in contact, because they will receive their results. They also will receive a certificate. The certificate mainly is given after 2-3 months, and Dr. Ignatov always likes to hand it personally, and he also gives them special explanations about the bioabilities of the participants.
Fascinating.
What the results are telling also.
Right.
Because everybody is a different channel of energy. Everybody has a different ability of channeling the energy. And also very often other abilities are there, like clairvoyance or whatever.
And this, and this he knows because of the color.
This he can see also. Yes, he has since over 20 years they are making this special research, and they have experience of testing of over 800 people. in different tests. So they are from this database, they can make these conclusions. And it is not only this kind of database, but the people they have tested, they also were making other tests. They were working together with doctors and were making other studies. So all this together, they can make this kind of conclusions.
Uh-huh. Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Just to get back to my original line of thought. So if somebody wanted to be a part of it, they would contact you through the email address.
Yes.
That's going to be on the e-card. And then you will just give them all the information that they need.
Right, yes.
Right.
They also can see on my website, it's also in English, they can see also already certain results. Certain reports are given there. So they also can get information.
Oh,
and also
great.
On my website, there's also the link to the website of Dr. Ignatov, to
uh-huh.
the Scientific Research Center, where, of course, you will find much more detailed information. Not only about Reiki, or not at Reiki, but about all the other healers and about the special methodics. Because these two methodics, they in the science they say methodic, were developed around 20 to 25 years back in Bulgaria from special scientists.
Uh-huh.
And this is a real special field, and also Dr. Ignatov has received several scientist
prizes,
yes, for his exploration and research.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Right. So it is a very special research which we have here and which you don't find somewhere else. And the interesting thing that is really that you can measure these very fine energies. You can make it visible with these two methods. First with the Kilian photography, which is different to the other Kilian photographies,
mm-hmm.
as mm-hmm. Angela was telling before. It is the picture of the energy emission of a person's thumb. And the special methodic is called selective high frequency discharge. And then this other method, which we call a water test, which is a differential non-equilibrium energy spectrum. And this is going into the quantum physics, and this is a very new field. This whole field, you can also say it's a biophysic.
Right.
It's a very medical biophysics.
Right.
And this is a very new field all over the world. I know also other institutes who are working with this, like Professor Popp in Germany, who is working with another spectrum. He's working with the biophotons, but they are not that much far. This experience I have made,
right.
I personally have made. I make there also the tests, the energy tests, to make this kind of conclusions or to show this kind of things which we were just sharing with you with the Sierra and color and with the first difference of the first, second, and third Reiki degree. As Dr. Ignatov has it. So
right.
These are different methodics, yes?
Right. I just need to come in again. We're right at the end of our time.
Yeah. I've seen already.
Yeah, it goes by very, very fast. And I just want to ask you about this Reiki convention that you went to, where you presented, where you presented this paper or this information to a group of Reiki people. What was that?
Yes, it was presented there at the marketplace, where they were very interested to know more about this. And we plan also to make a little booklet of this first experiences,
mm-hmm.
so and first results, so that more people can read about it and this more information also.
Uh-huh. So will Dr. Ignatoff, will he actually write after he tests 100 people, will he actually write like a scientific paper that will be...
Yes.
That will
yes.
be hopefully published
yes.
in some journal.
For such a scientific paper, we need 100 persons. And we ask to have a public report, which is more for people who are not scientists.
Right.
We can do after 30, 40 people. So we are in the pre-preparation for doing such a paper. And he will do his scientific report if we have 100 people who have absolved the basic tests.
Right, right. Well, and it doesn't matter the people that are involved in your research can come from, like if they wanted to come from Holland or, I mean, the Netherlands or from Belgium or... There's a group in Scandinavia that's doing it?
It's also Anne-Marie Risberg. She has also organized one group, which was from Scandinavia. But the test is open for all degrees, all nations. It's not a problem for us. We have also interested people from Russia, from the Ukraine too, and we expect them in March. So it's not a problem from all over the world that people come.
Uh-huh. Wonderful.
Yeah.
And actually, on some level, that makes the data even a little bit more interesting, that it may not be culturally, that culture may not actually make a difference.
Yes, of course. We are all human beings.
Good. And so is it true that your data would show that eventually if you had all these different groups of people from different countries?
I think so. I hope so.
Yeah, because it's my theory. It's my theory that it's so, but it would be interesting in your experiments to just notice that.
Yes.
Yes. So I'm at it from a more sociological viewpoint. Great. So tell me, Angela, what is the benefit for you as a Reiki master with this research?
Yes, of course. Where we started our program in 2007, where it was in the first day, we had the intention to have an official acknowledgement of Reiki.
Right.
The prevention and therapy of European health systems. This was the target, this is the aim for us, and therefore a lot of things are needful, yes, especially that you can show it in a scientific way how it works and why it works.
Right, but I'm more asking about you, as you personally.
Me personally?
Yeah.
This is coming from my experience as a professional in semiconductor development that I say what I can feel, I would like to see. And also to show it.
Wonderful. Say that again.
To show it my colleagues who work in the same way as myself, they would like to see what they feel.
That is so wonderful.
Yes. That's in my primitive Bavarian English.
Oh, it's very powerful primitive Bavarian English. Thank
okay.
you.
Yes. So this was an intention of myself to look, is it possible to make it viewable? And
uh-huh.
it is.
Uh-huh.
Only the last years it is possible, because it depends on the development of quantum physics.
Right, and also of the measurement possibility.
Yes, of course, of the development of the measurement equipment.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, I just, I have to say that you've been a part of my opening to research, and I want to thank you and Isabella and all the people involved in the Reiki project, and to just allow me to have my resistance. You were very kind when I said, well, I don't know whether I really want to hear about this, 2 years ago or 3 years ago, and then you said, well, let me just come and talk to you anyway. So I liked that, and it was great because, you know, it really, even though I'm very much a feeling person and, you know, an intuitive kind of person, there's another part of me that has a little bit of a scientific brain, and it's got opened, and I'm really excited by what you're doing, and it's just fascinating to me. And I really want to thank both of you for your time today.
Thank you very much. Welcome.
And for sharing and for being so open about it. You know, a lot of people, I think, I had this impression of kind of the mad scientists working away secretly, you know, in their laboratories and only coming out with results at the very end. And I like it that you're really open to share your excitement about what's happening and to involve anybody who wants to be involved.
Yes,
yeah.
We continue.
Yes, exactly. We continue.
We continue. And it's very interesting. We learned a lot of scientific expressions and such on. And it was very funny for us, too, because healers are known as persons with bio-abilities. Yes, these are healing persons.
Bio-abilities. I like that.
So it's funny to discover this. And the healing treatment is bio-influence.
Uh-huh, bio-influence. So I'd like to do a little bio-influence on you.
Yes, me too. I'd like to do it daily.
Great, wonderful. Well, I have to say goodbye.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you,
Billy. Very much.
Goodbye.
So goodbye. What
time will it be sent it or give you misinformation at email?
If you just hold on for a minute, I can answer your questions.
Okay.
So, yeah, just hold on. So we're ending this interview, and continue your Reiki treatments or bio influence.
Oh,
and,
yeah, we
And we'll see you next week with another show. This is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence.